This is Carol Ventresca, Executive Director at Employment for Seniors.
And this is Martha Cotton. With over 25 years in human resources, I've been a volunteer job counselor with Employment for Seniors for over 3 years.
Thanks so much for joining me today, Martha. In this episode of The Successful Encore Career, Martha and I are going to continue our discussion on transferable skills. If you would like to hear the first discussion on transferable skills, you can go back to our podcast number 3. Today, we are going to go into more detail and provide you with a role play example.
That's right, Carol. Let's first review a few points made in our previous podcast about skills and transferable skills. As you may know, skills are things that are learned, and they're an ability to do a task or activity, for instance, like drive a car. Transferable skills can be taken from one job to another. Skills such as being organized, having good customer service, or being dependable. Identifying transferable skills is critical to in a job search. They add dimension to a resume and a cover letter and provide needed detail in an interview. Transferable skills can be deemed from work experiences as well as any of the volunteer experiences you may have. Listening to our first podcast on transferable skills may be helpful. You might want to refer back to that. And then continuing with this podcast, you'll find more detail.
That's wonderful, Martha. Thanks so much for that review of skills and transferable skills. Now, you had mentioned this is important in a job search. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about why it's so important to know and understand transferable skills?
Well, transferable skills, as I said, are unlike things that you learn maybe one time, and then those aren't skills that you necessarily will use in another job. They are things that you do that will strengthen your marketability for a position for a number of other positions you may apply for. You can clearly communicate those transferable skills and make yourself a more marketable candidate. Employees want to know you have the skills to do the job, and you can include those on your application or your resume and help leverage your qualifications and show them that you are the most qualified candidate.
That's great information for really any job search candidate, mature job seekers, or any age job seekers. But what we're going to do now is to learn how to identify transferable skills. We've set up several basic steps, and we're just going to read through these and give you information on how to go through your materials, your resume, as well as job descriptions of positions that you're interested in applying for, and work our way through identifying what transferable skills are. So the first step, read that position description and all of the details. You really want to understand what an employer is expecting of you as a candidate for the job. Then also, you want to start identifying the skills that that employer sees in the position that are most important. It could be customer service, it could be leadership, accounting, computer experience, effective communications, or being a great team player.
That's right, Carol. And being a team player is one of those transferable skills that most of us have experienced in nearly every job that we've had or any job that we may be interested in. So we're going to use that to demonstrate the next step using team player as a skill. Think about what team player means. Be sure you have a clear picture of team player or team-oriented in your mind and think about what that means. Think of some examples of times that you've worked on a team or been part of a team. Utilize the job description that you're for the job that you're seeking for possible clues on how the employer sees teams as an important part of their organization. Now you can go through and define examples of when you have been a member of a team, led a team, or worked with a team. Again, don't forget those volunteer positions that you've had in the past. Those are often great examples of working well with a team. Utilize not only the paid work, your volunteer work, but any other examples you might have where you worked on a team. Determine what your role was on that team. Were you the leader? Were you a key contributor? What were your responsibilities to the team and the organization? List what other skills you may have used as you worked on those teams. Think about the fact that you had to collaborate, maybe with a lot of different people from different backgrounds. Possibly were responsible for maintaining some documentation, like the minutes. Maybe made presentations or other things on behalf of the organization as part of a team member. Presented materials, did follow-up with other key contributors, and that you had to be a dependable person in that team. When you said you would do something, when you committed to something, you followed through with that. Identify what you accomplished as a member of a team. What were the accomplishments? Also identify what the team itself accomplished. Did the team reach its goal or the charge given by the employer? Think about those results of the team. How did it add value? Then go back and create statements and examples that highlight your skills, your work with the team as a team player, and the accomplishments. Write those accomplishment statements.
Martha, that's wonderful. So we've basically followed four steps. The first step, we looked at the position description of the job we were interested in and started to identify the skills the employer required. In the second step, we're going to take one of those skills, and today we're going to be looking at team players, and thought about what do we want from what the employer wants from us in terms of being a team player, what they have expected of the candidates to have experienced to be a good candidate for the job. And then in the third step, we are coming up with examples of what we have done in a team environment. And then in the fourth step, we are also looking at what the more detailed level of what we have done as a team player, looked at our responsibilities, and started working through when we have been successful at being a team player. So those are the first four steps. Now the fifth step. What we're going to do today is actual role play. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, Martha. I'm the interviewer. You're the candidate for the job. We're talking about team playing. Martha, we work in teams in this organization. Can you give me an example of when you were a member of a team?
Yes, Carol, I can. When I worked at XYZ department store as a department member of the department sales staff, my supervisor asked me if I would participate on a team that would make a recommendation to management on how the company might improve the training and orientation of its new sales staff. Included on this team were a lot of other individuals from areas such as payroll, training, and management. So it was a cross-functional team. I was a key contributor in the creation of a survey that I then used to interview different department supervisors and staff. I presented my findings to the team, and the results of the survey became essential to identifying some of the issues that were later addressed in the new hire orientation program.
Wonderful. That's great information. But let me ask you another question. What was the outcome of that project and that team, and what did you learn from working in that team environment?
Well, we got some very good feedback from some of the newer sales staff members who we asked to be our first group to go through it. They were very helpful in helping us make some adjustments to our program, and they gave us some positive feedback overall. As a result, those sales staff became more successful in closing sales, and they actually became better at recruiting good quality staff members because they kind of understood their job better than they had before. The overall effect was a more engaged staff, and we did see a 15% increase in sales from the same quarter the previous year. I learned that it is important to have the right people on a team so that the issue can be examined from all different perspectives. Also, some of the more valuable information came from those who are actually doing the job. It's just so important to get their input when you're thinking about how things should be done. I also learned a great deal about how to create an effective survey and how to analyze and utilize the result. It was overall, for me, a very rewarding experience and positive, and I would do it again.
Excellent, Martha. Thank you for answering those two questions for me in that role play example of how a job applicant can most successfully talk about a transferable skill, and in this case, it was to be a team member. So what you were able to do is to identify team player was an important skill in the position description. You've been a member of a team in the past, and because you thought through all of those steps on your transferable skill, you were able to demonstrate to an employer in an interview how you were a successful team member, the outcome, and what you learned. Those are wonderful ways to build up and make yourself a more marketable job applicant. So let's just summarize what we've talked about today. It's important to know and understand the transferable skills you have built in your past experiences. They are critical in creating great resumes, great cover letters, and in particular today, through our role model, you've seen how it can be so successful to have an effective interview. You want to utilize this process, all of these steps we've talked about today, to identify transferable skills so that you can showcase all of your experiences and the value you bring to an employer. Listeners, don't forget, you can also check out the Employment for Seniors website for our tip sheets on all the different services and information you need to be a great candidate for a job. And our website is www.employseniors.org.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Encore Career Podcast, presented by Employment for Seniors. This podcast is available on our website, employseniors.org, as well as iTunes or your preferred podcast player. If you like what you've heard, consider donating to Employment for Seniors to help us defray the cost of producing the podcast. Go to employseniors.org and click on the Donate Now button. Any amount is appreciated, and we'll make sure we thank you for your support in an upcoming podcast episode. Employment for Seniors is the premier resource linking mature adults with employment opportunities. If you're 50 years of age or older, living in Central Ohio, we're here to help you find employment. If you're a Central Ohio employer, our mature, talented, skilled, and dependable job seekers will provide significant value to your organization. Follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. If you have a topic or interview idea, let us know. Send us an email at podcast@employseniors.org.
Circle270media.com.